Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years, and this is a beautiful space for parents of children on the autism spectrum, especially non-speakers who want transformational tools, deeper connection, and gentle support. I'm so glad that you're here today. I'm so excited to have Valerie here today to talk about an awesome autism tool. Valerie, can you introduce yourself and explain what you do?
Yes, I'm Valerie Sheldon. I live in Southern California. I am a ISIS microcurrent neurofeedback technician. And microcurrent has been around about 14 years. There is a traditional neurofeedback that's been around for generations. And this is a iteration that helps reduce overstimulation in with less sessions and with greater results.
Okay, that's awesome. Can you explain a little bit more about what it is and how it works?
Yeah. And so I don't have to say that mouthful every time I ask this microcurrent neurofeedback. I'll just call it either neurofeedback or MCN for short.
Okay.
It's a wonderful tool that helps retrain the brain and the nervous system by using micro neurostimulation. And essentially, it's like physical therapy for your brain. It treats the neurological root causes behind different conditions that affect the brain and not just the symptoms. It's extremely safe. It's pain-free. The amount of micro electrocurrent that it uses is 1/100th of a AA battery or 1/1,000th of the power of a cell phone for fractions of seconds. And so it's generally not noticeable. It uses brainwave feedback to help the brain reboot itself by using low impact electrical signals. That's the microcurrent part, to help the brain create new patterns. And it's literally creating new neural pathways as it bathes your brain in energy. It produces a measurable change in the brainwaves. As it improves the brainwave state, it gives a much greater ability for the brain and nervous system to regulate itself. And so we're going from dysregulated state to a more regulated state by using this tool. It generates a more helpful brainwave patterns with observed decrease in reactivity and an increase in long-lasting sustainability. So MCN is facilitating brain detoxification. It's actually releasing metabolic waste while enabling a natural self-healing of the brain. It actually improves the communication between the gut, the heart, and the brain to optimize the neurotransmitter production and thus relieving symptoms. It actually reduces high levels of the delta wave activity, which is known to cause some issues. I want to say that MCM is not a diagnostic tool, but a therapeutic tool. So I'm not reading your brain waves. It's a therapeutic tool delivering these microcurrents to help reduce symptoms.
That sounds like it could be very powerful. So I'd love to hear about how you've seen it help specifically children with autism, since that's the focus of my podcast. And I know that you've worked with some of these children. So I'd love to hear your experiences with that.
Yes, I have had some very powerful experiences with children with autism. Specifically, I've had some clients that are between 4 and 11-year-old boys, though it works for everybody. This is my specific experience. Some of them have been non-speakers. And some of the biggest results that the parents have reported is that some of the non-speakers have actually started to say their first words. Others that have had some language have started making sentences and being able to communicate more clearly. And others who repeat themselves often have stopped repeating themselves as much. And so that for as far as language, that's one of the big noticeable changes that some parents have reported. Other things is improved sleep. They're definitely much calmer and have less reactivity. The parents report they have less frustrations and definitely less meltdowns. And so those are some of the biggest shifts that the parents have seen. And I just have to say that, of course, this is not claiming to cure autism. It's simply reducing some of the symptoms that are the most difficult for families.
Yeah, that's so great. And that is so true. It's those symptoms that you mentioned, like the sleep and the frustration and the outbursts, those can be so impactful on the families, not just the children, but the families as well. So that's really wonderful that they've seen a positive shift with that.
Definitely rewarding. Of course, the moms are always there, dads sometimes too. And just to hear them be able to share the positive responses that they're seeing in their children and how that's affecting the whole family, as well as the siblings, is the most rewarding part to me. That literally, you know, within a 15-minute session, once or twice a week, that they're seeing these shifts happen and fairly quickly. And it's a wonderful tool. And many of them share it with their other autistic mom friends, because once they've found some tool that works, they share it amongst everybody.
Oh, yeah. The moms of children with autism are so happy to share tools with each other because they know how important it is to have the support that they need.
Yeah, they're warrior moms for sure. And I'm so inspired by them. I also have to say that oftentimes the moms themselves will get these treatments because, of course, their nervous systems are very dysregulated just from having to try to take care of their child with autism and keep the family running. And it's very stressful. So oftentimes they'll receive a session themselves and feel the calming effects of it.
That's great. Can you walk me through what a session looks like, how long it takes, how many sessions you need to see a difference, all of that?
Usually, because of course, a child with autism oftentimes has a struggle sitting still. And most of the time, I'd say they're sitting in their parent's lap and the parent has a gentle hug on them to keep their hands from pulling the leads that we're putting a little paste on their skin. This is maybe the biggest challenge because, of course, they don't have the attention span or the ability to sit still for very long. And also, they don't like things touching their skin. We use a little bit of medical tape to hold on the leads for children with autism because they tend to wiggle and that might pull it off. But our goal is to have these sessions as quickly and efficiently done because we know that it's oftentimes unpleasant for the child only because of the sitting still and not liking something touching their skin. But we can start to finish with the prep and the taking the leads off. We can get it done in 15 minutes. And I have a little bag of fidget toys if they like that, but most of them come in with their device and that tends to keep them happy. I even have some of the children wearing their headphones, and we can work around that. It really is. Some parents bring snacks. It's whatever keeps the child happy for the 15 minutes so that we can do this quick procedure, and it works. In fact, some of them, after their first session and maybe fighting it, their second session, they walk right in and sit down and are happy to get the session because they remember having it feel good afterwards. So that's been nice to have that experience, to have it be easier the next time, because they know what to expect and they know that it gives good results. So once they're seated and their parent is holding them, so we're moving the leads around from the forehead to the temples and to the third eye and the back of the head. And so it's really just moving the leads three times and giving a certain amount of exposures. And like I said, with putting the paste on and then cleaning the paste off, it is 15 minutes in and out the door. Short and quick, and most of them tolerate that with those tricks and tools that the parents bring to help them. And again, they don't feel anything. There's no sensations, and sometimes they even start acting calmer in the chair. And oftentimes we'll get the report from the parent at the next session, and they'll let us know they've been sleeping better and having those positive effects after the session.
Great. How many sessions do you recommend people do?
Total sessions is really dependent on per brain, per child, but anywhere from between, we sell in packages of 12 and 24, and people would start with a 12 pack and then generally would need another, at least a second 12 pack. And so we start out by doing two sessions a week. And then as soon as they have sustained results, then we start titrating down. So we might do two times a week for several weeks and then start titrating down to once a week and then every other week and then once every third week, once a month. And as long as they're having sustained results, then that's what it is. And again, how fast somebody responds or how long it takes them is so dependent on each child's brain and what other circumstances they have going on. I've had two
boys the same exact age with very similar symptoms, and one of them was responding much quicker than the other. You don't really know why. You just are like, hold on, have patience. It will work in this child's own time and his brain's own way.
Yeah, that's really good to remember for anything that we do. So wonderful. All right. How can people work with you if they want to? It's an in-person thing. So I guess if they're in Southern California, they could work with you. And I imagine there's other practitioners in other areas.
That's correct. So yes, I'm going to have Sheridan put my own personal website. I live in Temecula, so I have people driving from San Diego to see me. But if you live out of state, there is a website, the main website, IASIS website, that has a tool that you can put in your zip code and see the closest practitioner to you. And then you would contact them. Some of them are a chiropractor that also does IASIS. Some of them might be a therapist that also does it, or a naturopathic doctor. And some of them are standalones like I am. But either way, they all have the same training, and you could access this to find out who's closest to you.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I'll put your website and phone number, and then also the general website. So if people are not in sunny Southern California, they can find other practitioners.
Yes, there's practitioners all over the country. And also, I'm happy to have any complimentary consultations with any of your listeners who just want to know more to see if it might be a good fit for their child, or I'm happy to have any kind of conversations with anybody about it. Yeah, share the good news of a awesome tool that has helped not only me and my family, but also children with autism and their families.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you being here and sharing your tool with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And I hope to help this community in any way possible.
Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you can continue to learn all of the tools I love to share. If someone you care about came to mind while you were listening, please share this episode with them. Sometimes one small share can make a big difference. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter for extra support, resources, and updates. You'll find everything linked in the show notes.